KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's recent record-breaking streak has been snapped after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated that interest rate cuts may not come quite as quickly as the market had hoped. A sell-off's underway this morning. The Dow, NASDAQ, the S&P all down sharply. Among the numerous legal challenges thrown at former President Trump, one of the highest profile cases will go before the Supreme Court this week.
On Thursday in Washington, the nation's highest court hears arguments over whether Trump can remain on the ballot in Colorado, where the state's Supreme Court ruled the Republican frontrunner had violated a constitutional provision. In September of 2022, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics succeeded in a legal test challenge against a county commissioner in New Mexico who was convicted of illegally entering the Capitol. The state of Maine has also barred Trump from the ballot under Section 3. That decision and Colorado's are on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court rules. Reaction from Trump supporters has been furious. Trump himself has decried them as election interference and anti-democratic. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, until the Southern border is secure, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that he and his fellow GOP governors must step up to the plate.
We are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion.
Abbott, flanked by 13 fellow Republican governors in Eagle Pass yesterday, Abbott writes on X, President Biden, it is your turn now to enforce the law and secure the border. By tomorrow, parts of California could get up to 6 months' worth of rain. A second atmospheric river is battering the state. And looking at Wall Street, the Dow is down 369 points, a loss of almost 1%. The NASDAQ, 138 points lower. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege. For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There's also been vandalism. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which supports Denver's homeless population. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's oldest Native American school is teetering on the edge of extinction.
Officials say poor financial decisions and inconsistent leadership threaten what was once a haven for indigenous academics. There are no students this semester at Bacon College in Muskogee. Spring courses suspended after a lawsuit crippled the school's finances. The property has been put up for sale twice to settle its debts, most recently in December, but both auctions were called off. Litigation is pending, and it's unclear what may happen next. Jason Walker reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms he is weighing a possible dismissal of the country's top military officer. This comes as Ukraine grapples with ammo and personnel shortages following a failed summer offensive. More details at SRNnews.com.